Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 16th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Net prolongation of life and advanced heart failure, an intentional strategy of durable LVAD therapy, followed by heart transplantation. Heart transplantation is an established gold standard therapy for end-stage systolic heart failure, showing a median survival of approximately 10 to 13 years. For younger patients under 50 years of age, the utility of heart transplantation for lifetime management is limited by low retransplantation rates. Durable left ventricular assist device support is also an established surgical option for these patients. The article identifies an intentional strategy of utilizing durable left ventricular assist device therapy, followed by heart transplantation, to achieve net prolongation of life in advanced heart failure. Article number 2. Comparing DSA-negative and DSA-positive antibody-mediated rejection in heart transplants. Results from the Trifecta Heart Study. Antibody-mediated rejection in heart transplants frequently presents without donor-specific antibodies, posing a diagnostic challenge. The Trifecta Heart Study provided characterization of rejection in 212 heart endomyocardial biopsies through the molecular microscope diagnostic system and histology. This research distinguished molecular differences between donor-specific antibody-negative and donor-specific antibody-positive antibody-mediated rejection. Donor-derived cell-free DNA, a biomarker for transplant injury, was concurrently measured at the time of biopsy to enhance the understanding of these distinct rejection phenotypes. Article number 3. Kidney tubule injury is associated with sodium avidity and diuretic responsiveness in acute heart failure. Greater sodium avidity in patients with acute heart failure is a known indicator of worse clinical outcomes. This study evaluated 339 participants from the ROSE-AHF trial, which included patients hospitalized for acute heart failure with kidney dysfunction. The study found that kidney tubule injury, as assessed by urinary biomarkers such as kidney injury molecule 1, N-acetyl beta-D glucosaminidase, and neutrophil gelatinase-associated lipocalin, is associated with both increased sodium avidity and impaired diuretic responsiveness. This association provides insight into the underlying mechanisms contributing to poor outcomes in acute heart failure. Article number 4. Effect of hypertension duration on the associations between intensive blood pressure control and cardiac, vascular, and kidney organ damage. Intensive systolic blood pressure treatment is a crucial strategy to mitigate cardiovascular disease risk in long-standing hypertension, with target organ damage being a critical intermediate phenotype. This study utilized data from 8,442 participants in the STEP trial, Strategy of Blood Pressure Intervention in the Elderly Hypertensive Patients. The research precisely evaluated the impact of hypertension duration on the associations between intensive blood pressure control and improvements in cardiac, vascular, and kidney organ damage. This evaluation addresses a key gap in understanding how long-term hypertension affects the benefits of aggressive blood pressure management. Article number 5. Hyaluronan and SYNDECAN1, linking glycocalyx degradation to development and progression of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction is characterized by chronic low-grade inflammation, which impacts endothelial function, glycocalyx integrity, and barrier permeability. Glycocalyx degradation, specifically involving biomarkers hyaluronan and SYNDECAN1, is implicated in the pathophysiology of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This study established associations between these glycocalyx degradation biomarkers and both patient characteristics and clinical outcomes in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. These findings link endothelial glycocalyx shedding to the development and progression of the disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.